Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great Sunday. My name is Dr. Jason Uchida, and I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine, and I'm your host of this program on alternative medicine. Welcome to another edition of Wellness in the New Millennium. Tonight, our topic is about an illness that baffles conventional medicine. Conventional medicine doesn't know what causes it, so therefore, there is no treatment or cure. The terrifying fact is that the rate of its incidence is increasing at an alarming rate. The Center for Disease Control estimates that 5% of the U.S. population has this illness to some degree. This disease is progressively debilitating and may dramatically affect one's quality of life. This illness is fibromyalgia syndrome. Also, we have a special guest joining us to share her story of severe pain and debility and the frustration of what she did to find the right treatment and heal herself naturally. Let me take a few minutes to talk about the topic for the next few weeks. Don't miss next week's program. My receptionist, Becky, will tell you if natural medicine really does work. She sees the ill come in and just how healthy they are when they leave. Becky will also tell you why she decided to give naturopathic medicine a try and how she lost 30 pounds in less than 4 short months. Tune in next week as Becky reveals some secrets about naturopathic medicine and how she lost an incredible 30 pounds in 4 months. 2 weeks from tonight, on June 2nd, I'll have the phone lines open for your calls and questions, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Then on June 9th, 3 weeks from tonight, a special guest will be joining us. Dr. John Theobald, Master of Meditation, will be joining us to tell you what meditation is, how it works, and how to meditate. Dr. Theobald has spent over 30 years studying both Eastern and Western meditation techniques. He'll discuss the history of meditation and reveal some of the secrets behind the mantras or chants that speed one's process to enlightenment. That's right. You can seek enlightenment with Master of Meditation, John Theobald, right here on June 9th. Next Sunday, Becky answers the big question, does natural medicine really work? And she'll tell you how she lost an incredible 30 pounds in 4 short months. June 2nd, the topic is open for discussion, so call with your questions. Then on June 9th, a mystical night of meditation with the Master of Meditation, Dr. John Theobald. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry. Nutrix Hawaii, producers of BioAstin, the natural astaxanthin and organic spirulina pacifica powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983. Pan American MOA Foundation, promoting true health through art and beauty, nature forming, and Jorei, the medical art of Japan. Rejuvena and Qualitree International, producing quality skincare products to repair damaged skin and stretch marks. The Good Health Store, more than just a health store. Enzymatic Therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. Gaia Herbs, makers of liquid phytocaps, the concentrated herb extract in a capsule. Down to Earth Natural Foods in Delhi, caring for your health since 1977. Dr. Alex Concepcion and the Back to Health Chiropractic Center, serving Hawaii one spine at a time. And the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialists. Please stay with us as tonight we discuss fibromyalgia syndrome. Let's take an important sponsorship break with our friends from Down to Earth Natural Foods in Delhi, Enzymatic Therapy, and Gaia Herbs.
Listening to Dr. Jason Uchida of Island Wellness Center. Dr. Uchida is trained and licensed as a doctor of naturopathic medicine and has been in private practice for the past 14 years. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Uchida is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine, and you may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office located at 615 Pi'ikoi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii 96814, or phone 589-1955. You may also email Dr. Uchida at wellness@pdchawaii.com.
This is KWAI Honolulu 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight we're discussing a devastatingly debilitating illness, fibromyalgia syndrome. In a few short minutes, my patient Shelley will join us to share her painful and inspirational story of recovery from fibromyalgia. But before we introduce Shelley, what is fibromyalgia syndrome? Fibromyalgia syndrome is now being considered as an autoimmune disorder. Other autoimmune disorders include rheumatoid arthritis, systemic lupus erythematosus, scleroderma, Sjogren's syndrome, Graves' disease, psoriasis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few of the most common and well-known of the autoimmune disorders. However, the cause of fibromyalgia is unknown, and there are no laboratory tests to diagnose this illness. Fibromyalgia syndrome mimics other diseases such as systemic lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, hypothyroidism, and Lyme disease. The diagnosis of fibromyalgia must be made by first ruling out the other diseases that its physical findings are similar to, and these are the lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, hypothyroidism, and Lyme disease. Then the individual must have both of fibromyalgia's major criteria and four or more of the minor criteria. The two major criteria are generalized muscle aches and pain of at least three anatomical sites for at least 3 months. And these anatomical sites are basically the neck, upper back, low back, chest, ribs, buttocks, legs, feet, upper arms, and fingers. And the second major criteria is six or more typical and reproducible tender points. A list of the minor criteria are generalized fatigue, chronic headache, difficulty in falling asleep or staying asleep, unrefreshing sleep no matter how long one sleeps, depression, poor memory, spaciness, difficulty in concentrating, word mix-ups, dizziness, disorientation when standing, driving or reading, jaw pain, otherwise known as TMJ syndrome, irritable bladder, that's basically frequent urination or urgency to urinate, numbness and tingling in the extremities, irritable bowel syndrome or abdominal pain and bloating, nausea, diarrhea, and or constipation, sensitivity to light, noise, odor, and changes in weather. Isn't that a mouthful? Current conventional medical treatment is to treat the symptoms, basically meaning prescribing muscle relaxants for muscle pain, aspirin for headaches, antidepressants for depression, etc., etc., etc. These poor individuals are left to struggle through each day believing that there is no end to this painful nightmare. At this time, I'd like to introduce my patient, Shelley. Shelley, welcome and thank you for joining us tonight.
Hi.
Shelley, there's a few people out there that's probably saying, Shelley's just a crybaby, she's a big wuss, you know. The symptoms couldn't have been that bad. You know, this is a difficult illness to be affected by because there are no lab tests to confirm a disease and no physical destruction like joint damage that rheumatoid arthritis has. So it's not visible. And many people will think that you're basically faking, and that's one of the tough things about fibromyalgia syndrome. Would you tell us what it felt like when you had this syndrome?
Well, first of all, I had many symptoms, but the worst one for me was the pain. And that was mostly in the morning when I woke up. It was a deep muscle, achy kind of pain.
Uh-huh.
And I'd get up in the morning so stiff that sometimes I couldn't even put my foot on the ground to walk to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And along with the other symptoms, my overall health was just spiraling downwards. I felt like, you know, I was not well.
Yeah.
Something was wrong.
And you were probably spiraling downwards pretty fast. Yeah.
Towards the end before I got diagnosed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why did you seek medical treatment that led to the diagnosis of fibromyalgia? I guess the pain.
Yeah, I was at a point where I couldn't handle the pain anymore, and it was affecting my everyday life and at work. So I wanted to find a cure. I wanted to find out, you know, what was wrong with me.
Right. We're going to talk about the other symptoms that you had in a few minutes, but I guess the intense pain brought you to the medical doctors. And did you see a variety of medical doctors for the pain and the other symptoms that you had?
I did, yes. I saw several different doctors for pains that were in different parts of my body.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I saw an orthopedic surgeon because I had heel pain that was really bad. Then I saw a rheumatologist.
Okay.
Because I thought maybe I had some kind of arthritis type of
disease. Yeah.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
Back in high school, I thought I had some sort of arthritis too. So I did see a rheumatologist back then too. And he said that I don't have
rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
And so did the rheumatologist, let's say, I guess about 4 years ago or so, that you went to see the rheumatologist for the second time?
For the second time? Yeah, about 2-3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, to diagnose fibromyalgia syndrome, you have to rule out 4 major diseases. So I guess you had the lab test.
Yes, he took the blood.
To rule out rheumatoid arthritis, hypothyroidism,
right.
And systemic lupus erythematosus.
Yes.
Yes, and they were all normal.
Right.
Okay. When did you start first feeling some of the symptoms of the pain?
Well, when I think back years, you know, could be 5-10 years ago, I've had some symptoms, I would say, all my life, you know,
really?
Maybe about 10-20 years.
Wow.
Even back in high school, I
can
remember.
Some muscle aches and
yeah,
things?
Muscle aches
and joint pain.
Tiredness. And, but it got worse maybe about 5 years before I was diagnosed.
Okay.
You know?
When were you diagnosed about?
In 2000.
Of July. Okay, so about since 1995, you're being affected by muscle pains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is where, you know, it's difficult for people who have fibromyalgia syndrome because, you know, the muscle pains can't be seen like joint destruction that people with rheumatoid arthritis have. But from the cases that I've treated, the muscle pains are so bad that it really affects someone's life to the degree that they can't do anything.
Right.
Can you kind of describe the pains that you felt? Because, you know, when people... most people haven't even heard of fibromyalgia syndrome to begin with, but it's becoming more prevalent in our culture today. But they can't really understand what that pain is. Can you kind of describe it for us?
Well, like I said, in the morning, mainly when I woke up in the morning, that's mm-hmm. where I would feel the most pain and the stiffness. It felt like I was in a boxing match.
Like you
like 10 rounds
really?
Of boxing.
So you just felt...
Actually being the punching bag.
Oh,
yeah.
You just felt like a punching bag.
Yeah.
So you just felt bruised.
Yeah, and battered, yeah.
All over.
Yeah.
All over.
Mm-hmm. My whole body.
Yeah, that's intense. So I guess that affected anything that you wanted to do.
Right, and then along with the other symptoms, you know, I would have the swellingness and the headaches. And
okay.
Just
let me go over some of the symptoms with you, because you probably can't remember most of them, but... would you explain about where did you have the muscle pains the worst?
I think the worst was probably in my my arms.
Okay.
And then the base of my neck going down my back
okay.
to my shoulders. And
okay.
then coming down, you know, my arms.
Okay.
That was the worst pain that I felt.
All
and
right.
then there was, of course, because that pain was so bad... If that wasn't bothering me on a particular day, then there would be the back pains, the
lower back
pain.
Okay.
And the knees.
And knee pain.
Yeah.
Okay. You also suffer from general fatigue to total exhaustion. When did that start? And when you talk about total exhaustion, what do you mean by that?
Total exhaustion, meaning I could have a good 8 hours of sleep, let's say, and wake up in the morning. Do a few things, and maybe by 10 o'clock,
uh-huh.
I'd feel like taking a nap.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
you know, I'd lay down and sometimes take 2-3 hour naps.
Wow.
In the afternoon.
Okay.
And it became a regular
routine.
Regular routine
where
yeah.
you just have to take the nap
every
to
day.
Make it through the day.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So, I guess you are exhausted.
I was, because even after I took a nap, I woke up tired.
Tired,
and,
still.
And then when I woke up from my sleep at night, I was tired. So
okay.
I was tired all day.
And you also had an interesting... how long did you suffer from the fatigue? You mentioned all your life since about high school, off and on.
Yeah, it was... It's off and on, and I think a lot of times when I'm in a stressful situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, I thought maybe that... what triggered it.
Right.
So, but a lot of times too, when I was in a stressful situation, the pain would come also.
Would come also. Yeah, and so. Fibromyalgia syndrome is associated with increased stress, triggering the syndrome itself.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start feeling the fatigue or the exhaustion on a daily basis?
On a daily basis, mm-hmm. I think maybe the 2 years probably.
The two years before I was diagnosed. Wow, since about 1998. Yeah. So every day you were exhausted.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was because of my job, because of my hours that I keep.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I don't work during the day, sometimes I work at night. And
so the hours change,
right,
time zones change.
I thought it was because of that, you know, the irregularity of my...
Yeah.
Working hours.
But, and you were quite young, too, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's say 30-ish.
Yeah.
Young 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's basically like the prime of your life, and you wouldn't expect to feel so fatigued at that time.
No.
Yeah.
No, it was really frustrating.
Yeah, I would bet. You also had an interesting symptom, facial redness. Would you explain that one a little bit?
Yeah, the redness is the type of redness that you have, you know, like on your cheek area.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I had that only, well, you would get that. You would look like that normally after you walk or did some sort of exercise,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
But I noticed that it was happening more often. Like when I wake up first thing in the morning, I would have the redness.
The redness or like a flushing.
Right. Or late at night before I went to sleep,
mm-hmm.
I would have that. And I remember putting more makeup on that area,
uh-huh.
thinking that, you know, it was noticeable even with my regular makeup on, so
mm-hmm.
I had to put a little bit more makeup in that area.
Mm-hmm. Did people notice the redness?
No, not too much. Nobody really commented on it, but it was enough for me to notice.
You knew it wasn't normal.
Yeah.
So that could be almost similar to like a systemic lupus. One of the symptoms associated with systemic lupus is a butterfly rash, and it's almost reddish too, so... That's why fibromyalgia syndrome is kind of associated with lupus.
Mm.
And plus many of the other symptoms that you're going to be talking about in a bit. And you also had insomnia, obviously because you were in so much pain.
Yeah, the insomnia too, I blamed it on my job. I thought because of the irregular hours. But towards the end, before I got diagnosed, I would wake up maybe about 3 or 4 times a night.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because I had to use the restroom.
It was because of pain.
Or just something that, you know,
woke
me
up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was never like that before. I was always a heavy sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sleep through
anything.
Earthquakes. Yeah. And
just
to wake up more than once a night is very unusual.
When did that start happening for you?
I'd say the last year.
The last year, so about like 1999, before you were diagnosed.
Yeah.
Okay, and you also had swelling in the ankles, feet, and hands. And you'd mentioned that your palms of your hands were constantly red.
Mm-hmm. Again, I thought, you know, that was from when my job. Well, and then walking, my exercise that I do would be walking, and I noticed when I walked that my hands got red and they got more swollen. But then it also happened
during
the day too, when I wasn't exercising, you know.
I guess you must have had some pain along with that too, because of the swelling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I wrote down on my notes about your heel pain. Yeah, could you describe that heel pain? Because that was something significant that you mentioned to me when you came in to see me the first few visits.
Yeah, the heel pain got progressively worse. It started off just about right in the, actually towards the inner part of my foot. In my heel area,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that was maybe from my shoes, you know,
mm-hmm.
I needed new shoes, but every morning and during the nights when I woke up, it was so tender, I mean, the pain was so bad that I couldn't put my foot on the ground, I couldn't walk on it.
Yeah, no.
And it would get better during the day, you know,
as
the day went on, it would get better, and then the same thing would happen
the next
morning.
So every morning, you could count on your heel being in so much pain that you would have to, I guess, both heels?
Kind of hop. No, it was just the one side.
The right. Okay, so you would kind of have to hop for a while.
Yeah.
Not a great way to live. Okay, you also had ringing in the ears. Yeah?
Yes. I did. I also, I went to see a ear, nose, throat doctor for that. And she recommended that I put a tube in my ear.
Okay.
Not for the ringing, but more so for, I had on my right ear, it was a block, not a blockage, I don't know what you call it, but you know like when you fly on the airplane and you can't pop your ears?
Yeah.
I had that in my right ear.
Okay.
So normally they would put a tube in the ear if you had excess fluid. But she said she'd try it for my condition, which she did. And it seemed to help a little because I had even some loss of hearing in the right side. So it helped a little. And then it was supposed to fall out by itself, I think.
Okay.
And it never did.
Okay.
And I think a year or two later, a year later, I went back to her office and the tube was still in my ear.
Okay. And
so she had to remove it.
Okay. And when was that about?
That was, I'd say maybe about 2 years before I got diagnosed.
2 years before you were diagnosed?
2 or 3.
Okay. But you still had some ringing.
I had the ringing, and the ringing got worse.
And it got worse from after that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you must have seen some orthopedic surgeons for your heel.
Yes,
the heel pain.
Yeah.
And what did they say about the heel pain?
He told me to just stretch it out. He said it's probably a ligament that runs down the whole part of the bottom of my foot.
Right.
Because he took x-rays and didn't see any kind of bone damage.
No bone spurs, no fractures.
Nothing.
Okay.
So the best thing he could do, he said, was to stretch.
Yeah, okay. I know these are tedious type symptoms that the listening audience probably, what does this have to do with fibromyalgia? But we're going to look what happens when we treat the cause of a disease. Many of the symptoms, if not all, disappear. You also had, I guess, recurrent or chronic sore throats for about 3 or 4 years before I saw you back in 2001.
Yeah, that's. I went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor for that symptom also. The sore throat and my sinus problems.
Mm-hmm.
I had always had felt like I had phlegm
in your throat,
in my throat, and in my upper chest area.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a smoker's cough.
Yeah.
Where I would every so often, you know, cough.
Uh huh.
And it was an everyday thing. And
yeah.
And it was
constant. Coughing and not feeling comfortable in your sinuses, throat, and your lungs.
Right.
Wow. Okay. You also had a constant, dull, achy headache.
Yeah, the headaches were pretty bad. Even if it was, you know, it was a dull type headache, but it was every day and almost every day towards the end. And then it would last.
The whole day. Wake up with a headache too.
Yeah, because you know, like now when I get a headache, I have it for a reason.
Yeah,
and it'll go away.
Okay,
but
back then it was every day.
It was every day.
Headache.
It was just always there.
Mm-hmm. When did that start? About
probably about the same time, but with my ears, I would think. Yeah, about 2 years
before you were diagnosed.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you also suffered from TMJ syndrome, joint pain. Did you see a specialist for that also?
I actually got braces for that.
Oh, okay. Did they help?
The braces helped, yeah. The pain, I no longer have pain. After I took the braces off, the pain kind of went away. But the reason why I got braces was because I had a crooked, my jaw was crooked.
Okay.
And so that was the cause of the pain.
Of the pain. And the braces alleviated the pain.
Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of it was because I was clenching, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I guess your body was so tight from the fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about this earlier. You also had shortness of breath, where you had to force yourself to take a deep breath to breathe.
Yeah, that symptom, I think that was towards the end, too, before I got diagnosed, because something like that, breathing, would really kind of scared me.
Yeah, because you had to think about breathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you had
to
force yourself.
That didn't last. That wasn't happening for too long.
Yeah.
But
came on about a year before you were diagnosed.
About there, yeah, okay. Maybe less.
And you also had heartburn for about 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, the heartburn was very... I thought I had an ulcer.
Mm-hmm. Every day? Pretty much every day?
Pretty much every day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a burning sensation, like right in the middle of
your
stomach.
Okay. And You had mentioned that that burning pain went from your stomach into your throat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Came up to my throat.
And you also had a lot of bloating and flatulence also.
A lot.
A lot?
Yeah. And, you know, you think that it's from when you have your period during that time of the month. And
okay.
You think, well, it's normal.
Yeah.
But I noticed that it was constant.
Constant. Every day.
Every day. Yeah, almost
okay.
Every day. Yeah.
Most every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I guess, is uncomfortable for one, but unpleasant because you may be in social situations and at work and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you also had mentioned that there was recurrent diarrhea.
I think the diarrhea came after I had my gallstone surgery. I had gallstone
okay.
surgery back in, how many years ago was that? Maybe about 10, 11
10 years ago. Okay.
And but prior to that, I was always constipated.
Prior to the gallbladder surgery.
Right.
Okay.
So after I had the gallbladder surgery, I had softer stools.
Okay.
But it was more like diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
And I don't think that was normal to have
yeah.
diarrhea.
Was that most
every
days?
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And your memory was fairly bad.
That was bad. You can
yeah.
ask my husband. Sometimes I'd be talking or, you know, telling him a story and just
forget the
yeah,
story. Mid
just go blank.
Story.
I mean, I know that's normal for some people, but for me, I like to talk a lot.
okay. And your mind is pretty sharp.
I keep going and going, but I had trouble finding words,
uh-huh.
difficulty in speaking, and it was very frustrating
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, because I guess you say you like to talk, so
yeah.
it's very frustrating in a sense that that's something that you probably did very well.
I don't know if you want to say that.
But then you were having difficulty because you couldn't recall words and stories,
mm-hmm.
which for a 30-year-old woman, that's unusual, to
yes.
say the least,
mm-hmm.
yeah? And you also had difficulty in concentrating, I guess. That goes along with a poor memory.
Yeah, that was, you know, in everyday things when you just have to sit down and read the newspaper or read a recipe or think about what you're going to do next.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember sometimes what I was supposed to do
yeah.
next, or I'd just be dumbfounded with myself. You know,
mm-hmm.
it was very, very frustrating, and it showed, in my family life, too, you know, because my family would always wonder, like, what's wrong with Mom?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I would imagine you needing to read the same sentence
over and over again
can be very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
You also had easy bruising, too, that you noticed.
I don't really remember
okay.
about the bruising, but
how about the weight gain? You had mentioned that you
weight
had gained
gain.
Weight.
Yes.
Over a period of time.
Weight gain, it was more like I couldn't lose weight. So I was gaining a couple pounds every year. It was steady, but my diet, I mean, I didn't eat more. In fact,
mm-hmm.
I ate less.
Mm-hmm.
I ate smaller meals.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't snacking,
mm-hmm.
but I just wouldn't, my weight would never go down. It would just always
go up.
But
unusual.
It was, you know, it was a slow process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you were eating less and still gaining weight.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably doing about the same kind of activity.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a mother of how many kids?
Two
kids. Okay. So the reason why, you know, I'd like to cover all the symptoms is because even though, let's say, weight gain or difficulty in concentrating or heartburn might not seem like it's related to fibromyalgia syndrome, most individuals who have fibromyalgia syndrome complain about those same exact symptoms. So it's kind of neat to see what happens when you treat the right cause of the disease, because if you treat the right thing or the cause, then the symptoms, most if not all, should start to disappear with the treatment. So I'm going to kind of just go over the symptoms really fast so the listening audience can kind of catch up or kind of remember the symptoms that you had. So you had severe muscle aches and joint pains, severe fatigue, facial redness, insomnia, recurrent or disturbed sleep, swelling to the ankles, feet, hands. You had red palms, ringing in the ears, sinus problems, chronic sore throats, constant dull headaches, jaw pain, shortness of breath, left heel pain, heartburn, bloating and flatulence, constant diarrhea, poor memory, difficulty in concentrating,
weight gain. So, you know, all in combination, it seems overwhelming to have all those symptoms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now that I look back at it, yeah.
And that's what fibromyalgia syndrome is, and that's what a lot of people don't understand about it. Because they think, oh, what's a little bit of muscle pain or what's a little bit of fatigue? But, you know, the intensity of the pain and the severity of the fatigue along with all the other symptoms combined really make it almost impossible to live day to day.
Right.
So obviously you were disabled from work.
Yes, I was. And I think I had some depression, mild depression also with that.
Okay. Yeah, that's something that, that's something that I forgot. Okay, so obviously you would be depressed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're feeling pretty sick.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would. And depression is one of the minor criteria of fibromyalgia syndrome.
Uh-huh. So yes, I was disabled from work.
Okay. About how long?
I stayed off of work for about 4 or 5 months.
Before you came in to see me?
No, this was... After
you came in,
I saw you.
Then you took time off.
But prior to that, I would, I would take off from work intermittently because of the pain.
And would you tell us what type of treatment the medical doctors recommended for you when you first were diagnosed with fibromyalgia syndrome, and then the few years after that before you came in to see me?
The rheumatologist recommended me taking some sort of antidepressant, but he said it was basically for sleep.
Okay.
Because I wasn't going into a deep sleep, so he said the antidepressant would help me.
Okay, sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I didn't take it
because
I was kind of reluctant to take an antidepressant at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking that I wasn't depressed, so why should I be taking an antidepressant
for my
pain?
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't make sense to me.
Yeah,
so,
I can understand that logic.
After I saw him, that's when I chose alternative.
Oh, why is that?
Medicine. Just to get another opinion, I guess, and to try and find out more about what I actually had, and to get to the root of it.
Okay.
You know, because medication, to me, it seems like it would just mask the symptoms.
Just treating a symptom and not treating the cause of the symptom.
Right.
Okay. So, and that's interesting because the majority of my patients, especially the ones that have come onto the radio, they have mentioned that they were interested in not treating just a symptom, or they weren't really thrilled with what the medical doctors were telling them about the disease that they had, that the medication wouldn't treat the cause, and they would have to keep taking the medication just for the symptoms, and they would need to take the medication the rest of their life. So what were the results? You must have took painkillers to help you.
You know, and I don't like taking any kind of medicine either, so I wouldn't take ibuprofen or Tylenol or anything like that on a daily basis. I know, I would just... endure the pain.
Wow. I mean, it's there just, you go.
I don't like taking any kind of medication.
Yeah. Okay. That's tough because you're in a lot of pain. And that's something that most of my patients who have fibromyalgia syndrome, they're taking every medication they can for the pain, the depression, the fatigue, even anxiety attacks, because that's a common symptom of people with fibromyalgia syndrome. I first saw you in September of 2000. What did I determine was causing your symptoms and the fibromyalgia syndrome?
You said I had a candida systemic infection.
Okay, so the listening audience, they already know what that is. And basically, the reason why I felt it was that was because you had a couple of surgeries a few years before the symptoms started to snowball for you. And obviously with surgery, you have to take a lot of antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
So antibiotics will kill the good bacteria and then allow the fungus to grow. So what did you think of the diagnosis of a systemic fungal infection causing your fibromyalgia?
I thought that was kind of unusual at first, but...
to say the least.
But I believe that, you know, everything that you eat and what goes into your body...
Okay. So you believe that you are what you
determines
eat.
Determines your health, yeah.
Ah, okay, very good. Mm-hmm. We're going to need to take a commercial break. You're tuned in to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. Tonight we're discussing what you can do to treat fibromyalgia syndrome naturally. please stay with us, because when we come back, Shirley will tell you what treatment she used to help herself recover from fibromyalgia. Let's take a very important sponsorship break with our friends from New Chucks Hawaii, Koala Tree, and the Good Health Store. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. You're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight we're discussing systemic lupus with our special guest, Shelley, and she's telling us how she beat fibromyalgia. Oh, sorry. She's discussing fibromyalgia syndrome naturally. Shelley, I'm going to just kind of go over the treatment really fast because we're kind of running out of time. And everyone wants to know how well you feel now. So basically, the treatment I recommended was the treatment for systemic fungal infection. So we changed your diet dramatically, cut out the simple carbohydrates and food allergies, and we put you on supplements to rebuild your digestive tract, basically eliminating the fungus and adding back the good bacteria back into your digestive tract. At about 10 weeks into the treatment, what type of improvement and results were you experiencing?
A dramatic improvement.
When you say that, what do you mean? Let me just kind of tell you what you told me back then. You were telling me that physically you felt 100% better, and mentally you were about 90% better. What happened with the fatigue?
The fatigue went away. My energy level went skyrocketed. It went right back up. Didn't have to take naps anymore. And my energy level was just, I felt like my metabolism was just at a higher rate.
So you could do everything you wanted to do?
Oh, everything and more, yeah.
Fantastic. The muscle aches and joint pains, what happened to them?
That's what I noticed the first thing when it went away. When, some days I would think, okay, I'll be in pain today. Just because sometimes it was intermittent. Some days it would go away. I would be pain-free.
Mm-hmm.
But some days it would just hit me like a brick wall. And I would expect it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went pain-free for, days and days and days and didn't have the pain, then I was like, wow, amazed.
And actually, though, the muscle aches and joint pains actually disappeared by 6 weeks or so.
Yes, into the treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to the swelling in your hands, fingers, and ankles?
I still get some of that when I walk and when my body is heated, and that would be a natural thing. But during the day,
when you're not exercising,
yeah, it's normal.
None. The facial redness that you had on a daily basis.
Yeah, that went away.
Was gone.
Mm-hmm.
How about those daily headaches that you would have?
No more daily headaches.
No more daily headaches. Do you have headaches occasionally?
I have if, I'm coming down with something or it's a little bit stressful.
Okay.
But it's not a regular thing.
Not a regular thing.
Like
really intermittent.
Yeah.
How's the concentration and memory?
Oh, much, much better. I can talk now. I can have a decent conversation with an adult.
You know, that's funny. My other patient who came on the radio to talk about fibromyalgia, she also mentioned that she loves to talk, and she had great difficulty when she couldn't, talk in front of people and express herself.
Mm-hmm.
She was losing words. How about the insomnia? Waking up four times.
Went away.
Gone.
Yep.
None.
None.
Frequent urination at night.
Well, I wasn't getting up, so
okay.
I wasn't urinating.
Yeah. And the shortness of breath.
No, that's not
was
there.
Gone. You didn't need to take a deep breath to breathe.
No.
Sinus problems and throat, chronic sore throats.
That was a big one for me too, because I would have the chronic dripping and the mucus going on there, and the cough went away.
The cough went away too?
Nope, I don't have it anymore.
So none of those?
No.
Okay. Diarrhea was pretty much every day. What happened to that?
No, it's not. I mean, my stool's softer now, but it's not. It's
diarrhea.
Not diarrhea. Yeah.
Okay, and let's see. How was the bloating and the flatulence?
I would say none.
None. Mm-hmm. And you had it quite a bit before.
Mm-hmm.
The heartburn.
Heartburn is gone. I don't.
No heartburn at all.
I don't have it anymore.
And your memory, I guess, is a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the ringing in the ears.
No, that's gone.
That disappeared too.
Yeah.
Ringing in the ears. So without the tube in your ear, the ringing went away.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
I know.
The chronic phlegm and cough, you mentioned that was gone too.
Mm-hmm.
How about that intense left heel pain that you felt every day in the morning?
That went away too. That went away pretty much early on during the treatment.
Yeah.
I think
about second week, you said that was a lot better already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just after
never
2 weeks.
Yeah.
It never came back.
Mm-hmm.
Frequent colds.
Nope.
No. Okay. And the hoarseness I get was better.
The hoarseness? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because of the, no more phlegm, I think. That was
from the post-nasal drip. So, Shelley, what were your thoughts at that time after just 10 weeks on the treatment and then all your symptoms basically disappeared? What were your thoughts about the treatment and the progress that you had made?
Well, I was very happy with the progress that I made, and I didn't think that it would happen so quickly. But as soon as when the pain left, when it went away, my life was it was 100% better.
You were back.
Yeah.
Did your husband feel like you were back?
I hope so. I hope he thinks that.
Shelley's husband is here tonight. So,
yeah, he would say that, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Because I was less irritable and, I wouldn't complain as much about the pain. And
you were actually doing stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you surprised with the swiftness and completeness of the recovery that you made?
I was, but it wasn't without a lot of...
Hard work.
What you call that? Hard work, yes.
Yeah. And what are you talking about when you're talking about the diet?
The diet. Yeah. I didn't think I would be able to stick to it.
Aren't you glad you did, though?
Yes, I am. But when you're in that much pain,
you'll do anything.
Yeah,
and that's what I tell many of my patients because, they're in significant pain, so they'll do whatever it takes to get well. Mm-hmm. They always tell me, they know this person and that person and that person that they know could benefit from the treatment, but they don't want to do it. And I tell them, they're not in enough pain yet to want to do something like this,
though
it's only a diet change. We're going to have to take another break. You're tuned in to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. Tonight we're discussing fibromyalgia syndrome and what you can do to help yourself recover from it naturally. Stay with us as we take a very important sponsorship break with our friends from the Pan American MOA Foundation and the Back to Health Center.
AI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness on the New Millennium at K108. Tonight, we're discussing how you can recover from fibromyalgia syndrome naturally with my patient, Shelley. If you have a question for Shelley or me about fibromyalgia syndrome, please give us a call at 524-1080. So, Shelley, it's been about 2 years since you recovered from the fibromyalgia. Would you share your thoughts about it? About why, how do you feel about the treatment and addressing the cause and how that helped you by treating the cause?
Well, first of all, I'm glad that I did seek alternative medicine from Dr. Uchida, from you.
No, thank you.
And I really appreciate, not only the diagnosis and all of the medical aspect of it, but the support part of it too, because it was hard to maintain the treatment, especially the diet part of it. And every visit that I came to see you, you were always supportive.
Yeah.
So that was.
But that is the key, and I guess you understand why.
Yeah. But what was the question now? How do I feel about the treatment?
Yeah, the treatment or
I would
recovery.
Recommend it. I would recommend it to anyone. And people who have illnesses, now when I encounter my friends, for example, I would tell them, if you don't get an answer from a medical doctor, I say, why don't you go see a naturopath? I know of a good one.
Thank you.
And your name always comes up. But to me, now my ideas on medicine... has changed. I mean, I always thought on the natural, the natural pathway, but even more so now, I won't go to the doctor if I have just a cold, to get antibiotics or anything. I think it's just better to have the body heal
itself. Yeah, and with what it can heal.
But it's important for the body to be at 100%. So, for your immunity to be up, and that means eating right.
Eating well.
Yeah.
Very
taking
good.
Taking care of your body.
You're a good student. Yeah. Fantastic. So, yeah, that's important for people with fibromyalgia to understand is that they're and people with autoimmune diseases, because they may feel like they have no hope.
Right.
But I guess you would tell them different.
There is, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And just be proactive and keep seeking answers if you don't get the answer that you want.
And keep seeking improvement if whatever you're taking is not working.
Right, yeah.
I have one more question for you. You... one nice side effect of the treatment that you received, you lost quite a bit of weight.
Yes, I did. I almost lost about 20 pounds.
Fantastic. Yeah. So you're back to almost like your high school weight, I believe.
Yes.
And Shelley's not that big to begin with, right? You know, being a flight attendant, so... a nice side effect of the treatment.
Oh, that was a great side effect, yeah.
Shelley, I'm sorry, our time is up. You are a great guest. Thank you for sharing your inspirational story with us tonight about recovering from fibromyalgia syndrome. Please join me next week. My receptionist, Becky, will be joining us, and she'll tell you if natural medicine really does work. Becky will also tell you why she decided to give naturopathic medicine a try and how she lost 30 pounds in less than 4 short months.